Johnny, Johnny, yes, Papa.
Yep.
AM.
Hello.
WSBC. Welcome back to another week of fun.
We're here.
Yes.
Daddy, Daddy, yes, Papa.
How
yes,
creepy Papa. Is that?
It is. Shenanigans, ballyhoo, and all around just entertainment about nothing. Listen to Bill. You know it.
Coach Bill.
Coach Bill in the corner.
Yeah, I'm in my sweats.
My name's Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me as always is twin brother Billy. Hi,
you
Bill.
Just heard me.
And our greatest pal in the whole wide earth and world, Clay O'Brien.
Greatest human on earth.
Yeah. Wow. There he is.
And the greatest human on earth. That's your new phrase whenever you get introduced to places now.
How you doing? Brendan's dad. I'm the greatest human on earth.
That's going to be my boxing name. Clay, the greatest human on earth, O'Brien.
It could be.
Great.
You're going to see there's a college football player named the greatest person on earth right now.
Is there?
Yeah. Jamal, the greatest person on earth. His name.
I did not know that.
Plays for the Miami Hurricanes.
Uh-huh.
How about them smacking around Notre Dame hard this past
week?
Yeah,
well, they hadn't beat ND in what was like the last three times they played?
That's a great rivalry.
Did you watch that Catholics versus Convicts 30 for 30? We've found a 30
for
30.
I thought you were going to ask me if I watched the game, if you were going to watch in 1988. Like, I remember that.
Oh, no. ESPN did a documentary
about that.
I did
see
that.
Yeah. It's very good.
Catholics versus Convicts.
Directed by Patrick Creedon from Oak Park.
That's right. I could have told you, though, that ND was going to get some...
I don't know.
...worked in that game. I just had the biggest feeling. And I'll have to tell you, it tickled me. I was a little bit... I loved watching it.
Yeah, yeah.
How can you be Irish and not root for the Irish?
Yeah, exactly. You know? Are you predisposed to like Notre Dame because of your
Irishness? Yeah.
I don't think so.
Listen, you're Irish. You're supposed to like
put a Notre Dame hat on, son. You're Irish, all right?
Be quiet. Put the Notre Dame hat on.
Put it on.
Do it.
Do it, Eric. You got red hair. You look great.
Eric the Irish kid.
Eric O'Connell.
Eric Murphy, I was going to say, too. Who's the Eric? Name of the guy from Entourage? Eric Murphy.
He does have red hair.
Yeah, you don't
have a weasel.
Eric is kind of, you don't hear a lot of Irish mothers saying, we'll name the boy Eric.
We'll name him Eric.
Name him Eric.
No. We have beautiful names in Ireland. We don't have...
Maybe they liked Eric the Viking.
Hillbilly names like Eric.
Eric's not a hill. Why is Eric a hillbilly?
I don't know. I've always had a problem with Eric.
I have a friend named Eric who I'm actually having dinner with on
You know
Friday
why?
Night.
Because there was a kid when I was little,
yeah,
and he picked on me.
Yep.
And his name was Eric.
Oh, that makes perfect sense.
Yes, so...
That's usually how it happens.
That's exactly how it happened. I won't say his last name, but I remember.
So you're telling me you're predisposed to people named Eric?
Not liking them, yes.
So like,
bring that up in jury duty every time you go.
So if you met someone that was like a friend of your kids, and you'd be like, "Hey, Eric's a nice kid, but you know, I've always
phrase Eric is a nice kid has never been spoken.
Brings back haunting memories for me. I'm sorry,
Eric, get out of there.
One of my greatest
pals. Can I call your son Charlie when he's over at the house?
I'm gonna call him me.
One of my greatest friends at work was Eric. Wonderful guy.
Yeah. How's Danzig?
Sorry, Eric. He's still, yeah.
Did you talk to him this week?
Yep, I did, actually. A couple of messages back and forth.
Nice.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's still in the mix.
Hey, keep him in the mix.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bill, how was your week post Guns N' Roses? We talked a lot about that.
Good. Yeah.
Good night, Billy.
Just went out last weekend, had a good time.
that's your life in a nutshell.
Come on, out with it.
Anything tasty? Come on.
No. I'm going to see a George Michael cover band tomorrow night.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm taking a friend of mine. She's a big George Michael fan.
Beautiful.
Doesn't say girlfriend on the program anymore.
No, says friend
he
of mine.
He says, friend of mine.
It's not the girl that I've been
seeing. I used to say,
dating.
This girl I know.
Right.
You know, okay. It's actually a good friend of mine. It's not the girl.
You're never
going
to dance again.
If there wasn't, yeah. With the days and yeah, anyways. No rhythm. Yeah.
It's going to be Billy.
He's going to play Monkey. It's going to be awesome.
You should wear a cross.
Well, it's not. Let's back up a minute. George Michael's not going to be there. You refer to it. You're like, yeah, he's going to play Monkey. And
some guy that looks like George Michael.
Some guy named Eric who thinks he's George Michael.
Eric, the George Michael impersonator. Here,
yeah.
No, the name. What is the name of the cover band? That's
I don't know.
Great Moments in Vinyl is the name of it.
Right. Okay, so I've seen
Should
Great
be careless.
Okay. No, wait. I saw these guys perform. They did the Rolling Stones.
We're a George Michael cover band. We're called Careless.
That song I was singing, it's Careless Whisper.
They did, well, okay. When they did the Stones, they did Let It Bleed.
Wait a minute. It's the same guys who did the Stones?
Yeah.
They're doing George Michael
now?
Yeah. Oh, nice.
So I'm like,
so they're going to rock it out.
Oh, they're
going to
bring the heat.
Yeah, yeah.
No question about it.
Where is that? Where can our listening audience?
It's at the Wire. It's, but it'll be over by the time.
Are you going to wear
Wire in Berwyn? It'll be over by the time the audience hears this.
Oh, yeah, because
are you
going to
be wearing your Bring the Heat t-shirt?
I could go to Shortworks and get a Bring the Heat t-shirt, man. No, I thought about some, like, what am I? I'm not going to dress like George Michael.
Get like a cross earring.
And a Wham t-shirt?
No, I'll like shave, because I haven't shaved, so I can get myself...
Aviator sunglasses?
I could do the Georgie, I could wear aviators, I was thinking...
If you can grow your Georgie out by Saturday, you're in business.
And then maybe I'll wear like a Jack Daniels t-shirt.
That's a little too rough for George.
Talking
about
that.
A shirt that says like rainbow on it or something.
No, not wearing any Wham stuff.
Yeah,
no.
Something like that.
That's got to be bizarre. You think there's going to be a lot of George Michael guys that look like George Michael at the show?
There could be. It could be some amazing people watching.
55-year-old man just turns to his wife and kids. He goes, I got to turn into George Michael for a couple hours. I'll be back. He's dressed up as George Michael.
It's going to be the same people that were at the Guns N' Roses concert.
Maybe Stephanie Seymour will be there.
Ooh, why would she be there?
Isn't she
the great model, Stephanie Seymour?
Is she in the video Faith? She
There's like 20 models
no,
in
she's
that
Stephanie
video.
Seymour is in the
she's
November Rain.
She's in November Rain, yes, but she may have made an appearance in a George Michael tune.
Excellent.
Every supermodel was either in a Bowie or a George Michael video.
You know who was in a George Michael video? Linda Evangelista was the actress.
That's who you're thinking of.
No, who's the redhead that was also married to Stallone?
Angie Everhart.
Yes,
her
she was
too.
Also in one.
Bless.
Yeah. In Naomi Campbell.
If there are women that look like that at the George Michael show, it could be great company.
Wham! Gonna be great company.
There it is.
Yeah. Don't forget to pop your collar when you walk in.
Anyways, I'm going with my friend Linda.
Oh, that joke could go a lot of ways, Clay. Right there.
God bless.
We'll leave it alone.
We'll have a good time.
We'll have a good time.
Yeah. Hi, Linda. She listens to the show.
Hi, Linda.
So, yeah, that'll be Thursday night. And then Friday, I'm partaking in my first ever Friendsgiving.
I got invited to that.
Yeah, you coming?
Yeah, I think I am.
Oh, bring some wine.
Bring some wine.
Yeah.
Bring a box of wine with you.
I was going to bring a tuna casserole and maybe a six-pack.
Just bring
they
cans.
I think they got a 20-pound bird for this thing.
Did they really?
Yeah. Should be fun.
You ever done a Friendsgiving, Clay?
No.
Why not?
I am going to the Golden Steer, though, on Saturday with some friends.
Are you?
Yeah, so I'm excited for that.
A little Christmas get-together, some of the boys.
That's right.
Is this your old crew from Fenwick?
This is people we know.
Okay.
We'll just leave it at that.
Very nice.
Yeah,
enjoy yourself.
Yeah, thank you.
You know what you guys should do just to be on the safe side before that or go out?
Have an appetizer or oatmeal.
That's right. You got to have a big hearty bowl of McCann's Irish oatmeal. Get that base going before you go a little bonkers.
Maybe have some at your Thanksgiving dinner, too, or your Friendsgiving.
Pass it around the table.
Pour it on your turkey.
That'd be great.
It'll make you stronger.
Have some McCann's. Do a couple shots of Telemore Dew. Relax.
Yep.
And then wait for the bird to come out.
Perfect. Perfect. Show sponsored by McCann's Irish Oatmeal. Hooli's Hooli returns after these.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Celtic Thunder Symphony Tour, an exciting new show, singing with symphony orchestras, fan favorites, and best love songs. Celtic Thunder, accompanied by a symphony orchestra, December 7th, live at the Chicago Theater. Don't miss this one-of-a-kind performance from Celtic Thunder. Buy your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com or by phone.
Hi, I'm Patty Houlihan, and I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has changed and saved lives of millions. It has been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There's no more Irish thing you can do.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Jury's $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their five kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Millions of pints have been poured since then. Our family has quenched the thirst of the South Side for over 41 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights they'll never forget at Riley's. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips, or maybe their grandmother once bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family has been proud to be part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today we're back in the South Side, right where we started, at 4010 West 111th Street in Oak Lawn. As Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again. We actually closed the deal on our return the day Yogi died. God rest his soul. 2 years later, we haven't missed a step. If Yogi were alive, we'd tell him. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If it's good booze and a friendly chat you're looking for, please stop by and say hello to my dad, Boz, my brother, Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring a story, we'll make sure you leave here with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooley Show, we'll make sure to put an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. Hope to see you back at Riley's Daughter in Oak Lawn on 111th Street.
Billy.
Yeah, no.
This is for you.
You gotta get in the mood, Bill, right now. You know what would be great if, as this song was starting, the beard came in.
Yeah, like he just grew a just full beard.
And then his hair fluffed out.
Right.
Like everything came back.
Like he's turned into George.
He changed like a werewolf. He changed into George Michael.
Fantastic.
Like the Michael Jackson. Remember the Michael Jackson Change video? Is that what it was? Change?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Was that the name of the song?
Yeah.
Where, oh, no. It was called Black. It's Black. It's White.
Yeah.
Where they're all changing their faces. Mm-hmm. That's what you got to have.
Shh.
I want to see Bill do that.
Yeah, this is a jam. I haven't heard this since the last time I was in Target.
This is like a acapella.
You haven't heard this since the last time you were at Target?
Yeah, I was like probably buying like toilet paper or something. I was like, oh, interesting. Well, GM.
This is soul right here.
Yep. Someone's playing that harp. Mel Torme is in the studio tonight. He's scatting along to the Careless Whisper for us.
This is what Weinstein's listening to right now.
Harvey Weinstein?
Him and Monkey are sharing a cigarette.
I forgot. What was the name of Harvey's monkey?
Douglas.
Douglas, his pet monkey.
Yeah.
Give me a drag, Doug.
Yeah, well.
All right, we've exhausted the joke at this point. I was waiting for the refrain.
No, I don't get you. No, we're not lucky.
It's a long song, man.
Yeah. Well, Bill, I'm really happy for you. Take some pictures, though. I want to see what's going on.
I'll take some pictures.
Take some video. Pictures aren't going to do me any good.
So it'll be an interesting crowd.
Take a 2-hour video.
How many vodka tonics are you going to have before you enter that room?
I can't. I got to work the next day. I mean, I literally told my friends that I wanted to go to this. I was like, I got to work. And then they're like, you're coming. Come on. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right. I have been known to throw monkey on at the bar every now and then. So
okay,
they know me as a George Michael. Like, oh, they're like, you like him.
An old buddy of ours is here tonight.
Yeah, he is.
Returning guest.
Waiting in the wings.
Comedian Pat Chase is here. Hello, Pat.
Hello. Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
Very well. Good. Pat, how many times have you been on the program now? What is this, three or four?
I think it's maybe thrice or four.
It's thrice, Pat.
God bless. Welcome back. Thanks for having us.
Well, thank you for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having each other, you know.
I'm glad I came here bright and early, too. What time you guys start an 8:30 show? 9:15?
Yeah.
Thank God Mike, the sound engineer guy, let me in. I was freezing.
It's Houlihan time, man.
Yeah.
I told you that Mike would let you in.
Whatever the time they give you, add an hour and a half.
I figured such, and you'll be lucky. Duly noted for next time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, we're happy to have you. Welcome aboard.
Even though you kept him waiting.
Do you have any George Michael stories you'd like to share with us today?
I can't, because it's on the air, right? It's going on the radio. I can't really get...
Okay.
I met him in a bathroom one time, and I'll just leave it at that, okay? I tapped my foot down, and some stuff happened.
Somebody threw you a couple packs of gum, huh?
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, kind of.
Well, anyway, that's good. You have a show coming up, don't you? Pat's a comedian, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, I tell jokes once in a while.
Comedian,
I have my moments.
Right? Yeah. Gotta get that out of the way. You are newly employed since the last time I saw
you.
For now. The last time we were on the show, you recently. What were you in? What business were you in prior?
Insurance.
It was insurance brokerage. And. They laid me off, and I was unemployed for like 7 months. And I suggest everyone do that.
Yeah.
At some point in your life, you got to taste retirement while you're young to enjoy it.
Yeah, just recharge the batteries a little bit. And be like,
it was awesome. It was during the summer.
Did you get like a settlement package when you got laid off?
Yeah, so they gave me like a 3-month severance deal.
Yes.
Plus, I could collect unemployment on top of that.
And do comedy.
Yeah, and doing... So I was like bankrolling. I didn't have benefits or nothing, but it was like... I started looking for a job, like, you know, in the wintertime.
You were making your rent and able to do comedy.
And then spring came. I'm like, yeah, I'll put that job search thing on hold.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to just get drunk every
day.
I'm going to
buy this
watch. I bought a mountain bike, and I just rode it to the beach every day with a six-pack and just had fun.
You were the Venice Beach guy.
Told cocktails.
Man. Except I wasn't in
shape. I told cocktails by the beach. I used to tell cocktails by the beach.
I want to do that. Dream. Bill, you should be doing that. I did it for 10 years.
What? You know? Rode your bike to the beach?
No, I just walked across the street to the pool.
That's not the same.
No, it isn't. No.
You got to kick your toes in the sand, buddy.
Yeah. Start hobnobbing with everybody down on the
beach. Hey, how you doing? When I play volleyball next week?
Julie Rick. Heck of a game last night.
Julie Rick, the tans are looking great.
You got any banana boat I can borrow?
You guys like George Michael?
Oh, man, that George Michael tune. Man, that reminds me of last Wednesday when we were drinking pina coladas.
On your boat.
Yeah.
Hey, some life you lead, Bill.
Pat, I know. It's my fantasy.
What spurred you to go back into the workforce? What?
Unemployment ran out.
Yeah.
So I had to do something. I needed insurance benefits, stuff like that, you know.
You knew you were going to get hurt at some point.
Absolutely. So, yeah.
I jumped back in
the workforce. Been there since July. And,
oh, okay. You're back in the groove then.
Not really though.
No?
It's a new job, new thing, new territory. I'm it's sales. It's like I'm on the phone all the time.
Do you have to wake up any earlier than you did for the old job?
No, and yes, I got a commute now, so it's not as close as it was. So I take the blue line now out to Cumberland.
Yep.
And then so it's like about a 40-minute commute.
Working on the Northwest Side.
Yeah.
What are you selling?
I'm selling college degrees. I work for like an online college, literally.
He's
and I'm an admissions advisor, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not really good at it.
Recruiters.
He's a recruiter.
Yeah. I'm like, come on, you know you need this degree. Just sign
come
up.
Come on. I mean, have you talked to anybody like, hey, you're not going to the NBA?
No, it's the worst. No.
You're not going to be a YouTube star.
When I talk to people that have no business going to college, that's when it gets hard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm like, just log on to the website. Like, what website? I don't know. How do I work the computer? I'm like, maybe just.
Well, it's not the company.
It's an online college. It's kind of important that you know how to work a computer.
It's not that company that like had the commercials where the guy would be like, hey, you. Sitting on your couch.
Yeah.
Right. You want to do something about this?
Yeah. Get a degree.
What do you want to do with your life? Actually, just keep sitting on the couch for now.
Yeah.
Someone will come along.
You got $5,000? I could do this for you.
I know what commercial that is, but I'm afraid to say it in case is it.
Yeah, we're not going to go there.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, cool.
Do you ever go to Hooters up there?
I try to, but it's crazy because I'm on like a time clock.
Yeah, so you'd have to call in your order.
Right, I have to like call it in, pick it up, get back to work, eat it, and log back in
and take more phone calls.
Do
you meet any kids at like high schools? Like go out there and like for like a you know like an admissions fair? And
no,
like
I didn't thank God because I would botch that in a heartbeat.
He clocks in, he clocks out.
Right,
you want to go to school? All day?
Come on, kid. Like, wait a second, I saw you at the improv like 2 weeks ago.
Hey, all right, comedians need work too. All
you
right,
work
pal.
For the school?
So you're advising, I mean, how long is the degree? 2 years?
So we get associate's degrees, bachelor's in business, which is like a 4 year, you know, 48
months. So in a few years, there could potentially be some online students calling you and going, Pat, you changed my life.
Absolutely. And those are the calls I want to get.
We hope
Pat, you ruined me. I'm screwed. Financial aid loans are killing me.
Hey, thanks a lot. I'm working.
You're like, you're pretty funny. You should do comedy.
You should have known I wasn't cut out for college. What the heck?
No, you can't. I don't think you'd ever get those kind of complaints.
No, because
college is a good thing. Took me 6.5 years.
You went to a few different colleges.
Three, four.
Hey. You went to four? Which ones did you go to, Bill?
You bopped around.
I went to, Marquette University.
Yep.
Milwaukee Area Technical College.
Yes.
What an institution.
Triton College.
So what happened with Marquette?
Columbia College.
Why didn't you finish at Marquette?
I didn't finish at Milwaukee Area Technical College.
Okay. He didn't like going to class.
I didn't really like going to class that much. I preferred, you know, watching a little HBO and hanging out.
Who doesn't?
Yes.
That's why you need to go to online school so you can do both.
I've always been a big fan of sleep and a sociable person.
If you do an online degree, you can do both in your pajamas.
I know.
Literally.
That's probably what I should have done and then gone to Columbia and, you know, gotten the associates and then.
Gotten the cool degree.
Well, there's your pitch right there.
I try that all the
time.
Listen,
for all you agoraphobic people that would like to go to college, this is your spot right here.
If you're watching this commercial, you do not have to move.
If you're lazy and you want to go to college, sign up.
If you want to go to college naked all day, call me.
Yep.
Pants optional.
You never want to see a teacher?
So you could say that to someone technically on the phone, like, hey, are you wearing pants right now? Because if you're not, it's okay. We still can use you.
There's no teachers.
You don't have to wear pants. It's a great spot. You're going to love it here.
Your teacher's a robot.
It's getting close to that. Like, I'm really experimenting with my pitch here, and it's like there's guidelines and compliance that I have to follow, and it's like nothing seems to work, so I'm about this close to being like, you don't even have to wear pants, man. Just do it.
Nothing.
If you can't do this with no pants, then college really isn't for you.
You can wear no pants, eat ice cream out of your belly
button. Don't have to comb your hair. You don't have to brush
your
teeth.
You can watch Game of Thrones and do schoolwork, no pants, with ice cream.
And get a 4.0.
Right.
Yes. 4.0. You'll be CEO somewhere.
You'll get a 4.0.
You could be president. You finish this course.
4.0 grade point average. You know anybody who got a 4.0?
Does it really matter?
I don't know.
C's get degrees. That's
only a guy who had a 4.0 tells everybody he had a 4.0.
Exactly.
There's a guy.
It's like the guy who ran the marathon, 26.3 or whatever.
Yeah,
like you know your number. Hey.
Like, yeah.
4.0.
You know what?
Triton, you had a 4.0.
Every time I see the 13 point, F, I think to myself, like, what, you couldn't do a full?
Loser? Yeah. Why did you even put that sticker on your car?
Halfway to almost being good.
Hey, I get things halfway done all the time.
I think a 4.0.
I train 8 months to do half of this thing.
A 4.0 definitely gets you places.
4.0 gets, sure it does.
I mean, it gets you into big
investment
time schools
banker
and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
You can go to Duke.
Yeah.
That's what you tell your son. Hey, if you get a 4.0, you can go to Duke. You like Duke?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Harvard, Duke.
No, or you could just learn how to play basketball and be dumb. And
I mean, there's not like there's a
no papa.
Let's talk about no papa for a minute.
We got to do that, yeah.
All right, so there's this kid. Patty and I have children, so we listen to weird things all day. That's all you do. Yeah. You step on stuff. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this video that my kid watches, and Patty's son watches it as well, and it's Yes, Johnny, Johnny, Yes, Papa, it's called. And it's basically like this weird video from like India, and then it was translated, and it was just horribly done.
Yeah,
it's really, really creepy.
But it's in like the pop culture universe of like 3 and 4 year old kids right now.
Yeah,
because parents decided to use the phone as a pacifier and hand YouTube videos to their kids.
Yep.
And then that's where you hear this stuff, and I'm like, you know, I don't remember these sort of nursery rhymes when I was a kid. I was like, are these standards? You know, like I remember thinking that first.
Yeah.
I was like,
no, those are gone.
Do you know Daddy Finger yet? Or no, maybe that's what we're talking about.
I think that's the same video.
Yeah.
This has over a billion views.
Play it. Can we play some of it?
Ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. This is nuts. Listen, everyone.
This is what your kid watches all day. Yeah, sounds like they'll be getting a Stranger Things. Oh.
Johnny, Johnny. Yes, Papa. Eating sugar? No, Papa. Telling lies? No, Papa. Open your mouth. Ha, ha, ha.
Dude, this
is a jam.
It is a jam.
Wow.
They got a drummer and everything.
These guys are millionaires.
Johnny, Johnny. Yes, Papa. Eating sugar.
No, Papa.
Telling lies. Papa, open your mouth. Ha, ha, ha.
That goes on for about an hour and a half.
Oh, man.
Every day?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, multiple times a day. I get 6 hours of that.
We got to go into like 7-Eleven tonight and just start singing that.
Pack of Mentos? Yes, Papa.
Right. New punch? No. Yes,
Lucky
Papa.
Slurpee machine working? No, Papa. Oh, vitamin water 2-for-1? Yes, Papa.
You get punched.
Right. Frito-Lay onion chips? Ha, ha, ha.
Well, that's my life. Oh, wow.
He just rings you up. You know, he smiles. He goes,
yes, Papa.
Good day. Yes.
My cousin wrote that.
Right.
What's the name of that?
Johnny, Johnny, Yes, Papa.
Johnny, Johnny, Yes, Papa.
Wow.
1 billion point something views. Billion. A billion people have watched that.
Why don't we do something like...
I was just thinking the
same
thing.
You know, our own Papa.
We're pretty
song.
Creative. We can figure
We're
this
out. We're not
smart
enough. We're not smart enough.
Yes, Mama. How about that? We focus on the
Put
Mama.
Put this on YouTube.
Right.
This show. You'll get a billion
macaroni.
Views.
Yes, Mama. Yes,
breastfeed me. Copyright. Yes, Mama.
Copyright infringement. Copyright.
I don't know. Yeah.
You have to remember that for some of these young kids, when they see that sort of stuff and they're exposed, this is the first time they're ever witnessing this. Like, this is a thing. Like,
yeah.
Their eyes have never seen anything like that before.
No.
I mean,
they're mesmerized. It's
media. So it's all of a sudden, it's like, what? What is this?
Screen time.
They don't know what it is, but it's got something to it.
Yeah, it does.
You know, you got a thing. You got a thing. That's what the guy says in the backseat in Taxi Driver.
Nah.
Remember him?
Yep.
Wow.
You got a way. You got a way.
So what do your kids do when they watch this? Do they just freeze and they're like in a trance or what?
Yeah. It's like it's like their minds have been zapped.
And then they're like, there's all like the related videos that just bop around.
So you could just be like, here you go. Shut up for an hour.
Oh. Yeah.
Few
Watch
hours.
This.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go out and get some beers.
But then all of a sudden you hear you hear like a machine gun, and you're like, "Well, what are you watching now?" You
know, right.
It's like, okay.
it's a kid opening presents, and he got a machine gun.
Yeah, but it's like a video from like you know, some other country.
I could see actually an upcoming like sitcom that like just being used as like there's a couple having a fight, and the guy just like. He's like, what do you want us to do about the kids? And he's like, just throw some Johnny, Johnny, Yes, Papa. He storms out the door. It's like, plays a Seventh Heaven riff. Like,
there's the Seventh Heaven riff is Blackbird.
Yeah,
from the
whatever.
Beatles. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, Seventh Heaven always
it's a,
had
it's
like
a Blackbird
a,
bumper.
Throughout the whole show, though, there was like amazing little acoustic guitar.
Right.
Someone I've been had fascinated to, with
some,
that show.
Someone had to play that. It's probably John Tesh. You know what song John Tesh wrote?
No.
NBA on NBC.
Wow.
He wrote that.
Oh, really?
It's a jam.
Blonde Hair Johnny.
No way.
Yeah.
That's his number one hit, huh?
He made it happen.
It's a good one. Tesh is very talented. I'd love to have him on the show one night.
He just thought of that one day. He's like, that would be great for the opening of a basketball playoff tournament.
That's what he says to his wife before dinner. He's sitting in the living room. He's, hey, how about this for basketball?
When Ahmad Rashad walks out of the den and goes, perfect.
No, the wife's like, that screams a little bit more volleyball to me.
It's more baseball, John.
Right. Wow. Tesh. John Tesh.
Then he throws a scotch bottle at her.
That's more volleyball. Tesh says, shut
John
up.
John Tesh, if you're listening, they want you on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. John, you've been drunk writing the NBA song for hours. Shut
I think
up.
The Hoolies Hoolie needs a new theme song, Tesh. Get on that.
I would love that.
Get back to work, John. Connie Selica is the wife of
John Tesh?
Yeah.
I don't know. Mike just gave us the cue of Connie Selica, and I have no idea who she is in pop
She's
culture.
She's a journalist.
Oh, she is.
She's an actress. Connie sounds Selica. Familiar. Sounds familiar. Big in the 80s, 90s.
Right.
You
mean you don't know who Connie Selica was?
No, I know the name. Connie Selica, party of four.
She was the most in demand at the Gersh Agency in 1986. You mope. Oh, I'm sorry.
She ate at Stars twice a week. I'm getting... Who's Maury Povich married to?
Connie Chung.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's
really?
That's weird. Yeah, you didn't know that?
I had no
Maury's
idea.
Maury's the biggest star there is.
I thought Connie Chung was a lesbian.
No.
I don't think so.
Maybe Maury is.
He learns some every day.
No.
Yeah, he is.
He's a lesbian.
Connie Selica. Man, I'm looking her up now. You're not doing a very good job.
I just want him to get her pregnant and just
very pretty
be having on the show and be like, who's the father?
That would be fantastic.
Wife of John Tesh, she's lovely.
Yeah. Congratulations, John. Did you hear what Chase just said?
No.
He said he wants Maury to get Connie Chung pregnant, and then they would have a paternity test on the Maury
show. On the Maury show. And then, because the kid would look a little Asian, a little more Asian than it should.
Yeah.
Is some dark stuff, Pat Chase.
I'm just saying. What? What if it came out looking just like Maury? That would be weird.
How did we get on a Tesh riff on the NBA thing?
Because Clay brought up, we were talking about Johnny, yes,
you were,
papa.
No, you were talking of, yeah, we were talking about catchy tunes.
It rolled into Clay's love for the NBA theme.
We were on a 7th Heaven kick there for a minute.
Yeah, lost it.
You know how it rolls, Billy.
Yeah,
sure, don't worry about it.
This is all very important stuff in the sphere of what's going on in today's world.
Yeah.
That's right.
How's everybody looking for Thanksgiving? Everybody getting... We were getting ready to talk about Friendsgiving.
Yeah.
This should be interesting because...
So what does that mean exactly? You just get together
with
a bunch of friends?
It's like all your friends get together.
Who does the cooking?
There's like three people... Like everyone brings a dish.
Everyone
brings like a side and like...
What are you bringing?
Vino.
That's not a side.
Yeah,
why don't you make a green bean something?
I'm a man. They didn't ask... No. Mm-hmm. Green bean casserole's being covered by one of
cheesy
somebody else.
Cheesy potatoes.
Nah, I don't want to do it. Just the booze is fine
Come
for
on,
me.
Show your skills, Bill.
Yeah.
Bake some Twizzlers.
So everybody brings a dish.
Yeah, like Pat was going to make anything.
Hey,
like,
I got baked Twizzlers for everybody.
Baked them.
You like melted
totally.
Candy? Get over
You
it.
Like mozzarella and Twizzlers?
You know what I'll do? I'll just get like I'll get a big bag of like Airheads for dinner and just dump them on the table. Be like, here you go. Here's dessert.
Hey, you know what? If you brought like five bags of candy, you'd be a champion.
It's and a box like of wine.
And a box of wine.
Yeah, there'll be plenty of that. Wine, whiskey, beer.
We're going to
play that.
Just right when you walk in. Bam. Theme music.
That's Billy's theme song.
That's going to be like running through my head the whole time I'm at the George Michael cover show. I won't be able to focus
like,
on the song.
When are they going to play the end?
No, I'll just be thinking of that song like Ahmad Rashad.
Rashad was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, Friendsgiving. Everybody
Friendsgiving,
brings a dish.
Yeah, no, I think it'll be fun, but it's always fun to, like, is there going to be any drama? Anything going to happen?
Well, what type of friends are you hanging out with?
You got to invite the one friend.
Real Housewives
people
of Forest
are gonna
Park?
People are going to drink too much and then start yelling at each other.
Exactly. Kind of like
this casserole's terrible!
Like a real family Thanksgiving.
Like a real family Thanksgiving. Like, is it going to turn out like that where, you know, somebody, like, passed out and another person
gets,
like,
blind drunk? It's going to be John Jovial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hope so.
It'll be laughs and, you know, weird stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be... It's
Start my, a food fight. Make
it's,
it
it's all... It's my whole bartending crew. It's all bartenders.
You.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
It'll be a good time. Everybody I
industry
work
night.
It's
industry
like Thanksgiving. Industry Thanksgiving.
Industry
yeah,
giving.
It's be like us hanging out.
You guys should do something weird. Get a pinata.
Oh.
So Malort? There's going to
be
Malort up in
there'll
here?
There'll be games and all kinds of stuff.
Pin the tail on the donkey's fun.
Yeah.
Everybody gather around. After dinner, we're playing pin the tail on a donkey.
Who's the donkey? That'll be the argument.
Bill's the donkey.
Yeah.
Whoever, I want to be the donkey.
Whoever throws up first is the donkey.
That's probably smart play.
All right, whoever throws up first is the donkey.
Pat, do you have any Thanksgiving plans?
Going to do some family stuff, and then I haven't been invited to any Friendsgiving, so I'm kind of mad about that.
This is the first time it's ever been
A lot of my friends talk about having Friendsgiving, but then they're like, yeah, it never really panned out, and I'm thinking maybe they just don't invite me.
They just forget it. Yeah, they don't.
Nah, he's probably just doing comedy that night.
Right, because I'm the only one in my friends that doesn't have kids and family and stuff going on.
Oh my gosh.
Pat, I feel you. I'm in the same boat as you. What am I going to do? But I'll be with my family too.
Pat, you have a gig coming up. Are you playing the improv again?
This coming Sunday, November 9th. Just doing one show.
Tomorrow night, folks.
Tomorrow night for your listeners.
For the Saturday night listeners.
Yeah. The improv? Get up
7
there.
7 p.m., Schaumburg, Illinois at Woodfield Mall. Headliner is Warren B. Hall.
I don't know Warren.
Never worked with him, but I hear he's great. He's going to be headlining. And tickets are only $12, so it's pretty
I like that.
Pretty cheap night. Nice. Early night. The show's at 7. Should be over by about 8:30. So.
Are you the only opener? Are there other opening
It's just me, Warren B., and whoever's hosting. I'm not sure who's emceeing that.
Nice.
Have you been getting out and doing a lot of more sets since you went back to work?
Yeah, I've been doing some fundraising stuff and been doing the Catholic Church circuit. Just did St. Anne's up in Barrington last weekend.
Nice. Yep.
Different crowd than I'm used to. Yeah. Really, really rich white people. So it was fun making fun of those people.
Is that what you did? You just kind of go right at them?
Little bit, yeah. Just like, and it's like they just like stare and nod. Like, yeah, I have a Range Rover. I don't get the joke.
Yeah,
like, yeah, all right, never mind.
Yeah, it's hard to do crowd work with people like that.
I've never.
I don't get the joke. I'm super rich.
So is there like booze being served in your
days? Oh yeah.
Big time. Okay. So it's like a men's club or a women's club.
Well, it's for like it's usually I do like fundraisers for like the school.
Oh,
so it's like the parent, the PTO puts it on.
Yeah, okay.
And it's usually for like, you know, new uniforms or something like that.
Is there a booker that like only books those things?
So I work with Mikey O again.
Oh, yeah.
And he books me at a lot of these things. And I'm, you know, all the way from, you know, Burbank to Barrington.
Yeah.
Basically, and all in between. So it's like, I love those shows because you get like diverse crowds.
For sure.
And the Southside ones are
not
awesome.
Comedy snobs. You get like salt of the earth people that show up at those shows.
Right. That are like, do some dirty stuff. I'm like, well,
you better be funny.
Right.
Hope this guy's funny.
And then if you are, they get you drunk as hell after the show.
You better be funny. My life sucks. Make me laugh.
Oh my God.
Have you ever had somebody heckle you that way?
Better make me laugh.
Oh, all the time. And I'm like, well, I'll do my best, sir. What happens if I don't? Is that my career over? I'll never work in this church basement again?
Yeah. You better make me laugh.
I'll keep that in mind.
You ever said that to anybody? Like, you know, if they're like, you better make me laugh. And you'd be like, did you brush your teeth today? Because your mouth is filthy.
That's the worst thing as a comedian, okay? Like somebody said, when they find out that you might do that professionally for a living, right? You get paid to do it, you know?
Yeah.
And then you walk into a bar and someone goes, oh, yeah, sometimes I work as a comedian. You know?
Uh-huh.
And they go, yeah, you're funny. You know, like, tell me a joke.
Yeah, make me laugh.
Make me laugh.
I can't stand that.
But people have heard heard our radio show before, too, Pat. And they're like, haha, make me, you know, and I'm like, I don't know what to say. Like,
give me a microphone. I tell them. If they're like, tell me a joke, I'm like, I need a microphone.
You're
a
microphone
can't.
So I can hit you with it.
Because that's what professional comedians use, a microphone.
Yeah.
It's like if I was a bass player and they're like, play me a riff. I'd be like, well, give me a bass.
Right.
And then when they're like, well, you can't. I'm like, no, because I'm a comedian. Right now, I don't have a microphone and I just got off my day job. I'm just trying to have a beer. Can you leave me alone?
Are you interested in taking any courses? Yeah. If not,
listen,
get out of my face.
I need a microphone and I need to force you to watch me dirty stuff in the room.
Because
apparently that's what comedians do nowadays.
Come on.
Too.
Let's go in the other room. I want to show you my syllabus.
Right. Are you taking physics in the fall or not?
Yeah. I want to show you my syllabus. Come with me.
Oh, no, man. Papa.
No, Papa.
Are man, you telling lies? Like a dirty,
yes,
creepy
papa.
Version.
Yeah.
That'll be in your head forever.
Yeah, Louis C.K. was a big news this week.
Oh, yeah, boy. His career's...
I have to address it.
That's no news to me. I like. I heard that he was a creeper. I mean, there's a lot of guys like that are creeps.
Yeah, there are.
It wasn't showbiz.
But you're right, Pat. Like, inside the showbiz world, or in the comedy community, that was a rumor that had run rampant ever since Louis C.K. became a big name, you know?
Yeah. Right.
People kind of dismissed it, though, and were like, eh, whatever, man.
He's funny. Forget it.
Right. Who cares? It's
who cares?
And the poor girls that were had to deal with that.
Yeah,
still
man.
Got to tour with them and make a ton of money.
Oh,
I mean, I know I'm a guy, but if I had to go through, I'd be like, I'll go ahead, do it, and let me make sure I get on your tour, though.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're saying that you would have volunteered?
I wouldn't have volunteered. I'm not saying what he did is terrible and wrong.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that the women that had to go through it were, yeah. You know, that they should have had to deal with that. No, it's wrong, but it's like, it's showbiz. There's weird stuff that goes on. Look at Cosby, right?
Yeah.
The most wholesome comic, and he was even involved in some stuff. So,
yeah.
He was just so you know, I'm involved. Not famous, and when I do, I promise you, none of those shenanigans will go on with Pat, all right?
Yeah. All right. You're glad that you're
the
gonna...
worst thing I'm going to expose you to is... Me, like, eating 4 cheeseburgers in front of you, because that's what I do when I do the road gigs. I just eat and hang out.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that was the big news. I didn't even, you know, I was, the whole thing is like, the whole.
Everyone's going down,
everybody's
man.
Everybody's going right. down.
That's the everybody.
Thing. Everybody.
It's like SWAT teams kicking in doors.
No, like,
left and right.
Like, I had someone ask me the other day, like, comedian, are you like a creep too or what? I'm like,
really?
No, not every comedian is like that.
But a lot of them are.
And I'm not famous, so even if I was, no one would even care.
Comedians do have the tendency to be a little bit more nuts than most people.
My thing is
I'm going to put that right there.
Know what? And I wouldn't disagree with that.
All yeah. these Hollywood people just should have gotten, go into the valley and get into the porn industry, and then it's okay.
God, you sound like a guy at like a PTO yeah, meeting.
Right. All these Hollywood people should have just gotten together and gone down to the valley and
here's
been in
an
porno
idea.
Film.
Why don't you guys just do porno?
Then you won't be a creep.
Yeah, who are you going to have fun?
Thank you, Cletus.
You know. I think you
go
got
to the
something
valley
there.
And make your
nope, take it.
Listen, boys, go to the valley and make your films.
I just don't understand why they just didn't group together and go down to the valley and make a porno movie.
So many people.
I'm just befuddled by it. I'm upset. Can you explain it to me, please? Cletus, calm down. Cletus. We know you're upset with your TV.
Yeah.
The state
no,
of your
you know,
TV.
But they chose the wrong industry.
Yeah.
That's what you're, the Washington That's Post the, makes a right. statement on Louis C.K.
He chose the wrong
he chose
industry.
The wrong
it's
industry.
Okay. Right, so he was in the wrong industry.
Here's the question. I know this is funny because I just remembered it from the last
you
time.
You know it's funny.
It's from the last time Pat was on the show.
Oh, no.
And I got to bring it up now.
All right.
We're
remember.
Talking about comedians going down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is Pauly Shore next? Is he on this radar?
If you can find him,
dude, he's I always that. Been a creep, but he's not famous enough for it's a big story.
Oh, you bet he is. If somebody put the finger on Paul, Andy Dick made the news. Pauly Shore will surely
yeah,
make
barely.
The news.
He was a blip in that.
Yeah, wow.
And he was actually funny about it because he's like, I'm a weirdo. Everyone knows that.
Who, Pauly Shore was?
No, Andy Dick.
Yeah.
Oh, I know, Andy Dick.
He's like, I lick girls all the time in the face.
Yeah, but like, it was like, I read that, or I've already talked about him on the show a couple weeks ago when he was accused, but it was like, Andy Dick, I was like, oh, well, that's his shtick. I was like,
right.
like
when Pauly
well,
Shore,
of course,
if that came out with Pauly Shore, I'd be like, yeah, and what's your point?
He just turned to him and goes, stop wheezing the juice, man.
It would be weird if he wasn't weird. You know what I mean? Like,
he's definitely got to be part of that radar going on right now, though. Like, there might be a couple chicks out there
everyone's
going,
should we
say something about Pauly?
I doubt it. Paulie's a sweetheart. I'm sure he's very
I'm sure
nice.
He is.
I've said this before.
That's not fair to start pointing the finger at...
No!
It's like you want something to happen
right.
to Pauly Shore.
This is how these things start,
Bill.
Bill.
You're
Bill,
on a witch hunt.
This is how they start. You're on a witch hunt.
You are. You're on a Pauly Shore
for
witch
B-list
hunt.
B-list comics.
Right.
You're on a shore hunt.
Yeah. Sorry, Pauly.
You're like Woodward and Bernstein. You're like, we got to take down Pauly Shore. We got to figure out.
Who are you going to go after next?
We got to get Pauly Shore. There's a deep throat that's going to tell us all about Pauly Shore. And I want to find out about it.
Hey, guys, I'm the Weasel. What are you talking about? Taking me down? I'm in. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Like, wait, what?
You know what we call that movie? Weasel Gate. Pauly Shore stars in Weasel Gate.
Next Sunday on Lifetime.
Right. Vigilante public radio star Bill Houlihan takes down Pauly Shore.
Pauly Shore attempts to take down Pauly
Shore.
Shore
stars as Louis C.K.
There you go. Now I like
in
that.
The Lifetime movie. We
do think, so do you think
that's how it works?
Do you think
I'm redeeming you, Pauly?
I guarantee you, he would take the role. And he'd probably
I'm
be good
you
at
an
it.
A plus role.
Someone's gonna make the Louis C.K. movie at some point, maybe about this whole experience, you know?
Yeah. In a Lifetime.
Do you think his career is like gonna suffer pretty bad?
For like a minute, he'll be back at it.
I think that he'll
these
do
things blow over.
Well, he's at least he's been doing self-deprecating comedy for about himself forever. So, unfortunately, his apology has kind of like been swept under. That's kind of like how he apologized, you know?
What
like,
are you supposed to do at that point, though? You know, like
yeah, he admitted it and. You know, he knows that he's got some issues.
Obviously.
You're right, Pat. I don't think he's going to be as wounded as a lot of the other celebrities are.
I mean, yeah, he'll always have that, but it's like after it blows over and he came out with that apology, his next special will be about how he likes to,
do those things.
You're right. I don't want to, like, say... I don't know what I can say because this is on AM radio.
Yeah, we can't talk about it. Yeah.
You can't. I wonder what the agent sort of damage control is, like, when that happens to, like, your guy, right? You're his agent.
I was thinking the same thing. Like, the PR, like, what are you doing, man? Like,
well, no, it comes in and they're going, well, now that you've admitted it, we got to get you on the kind of Paul Rubens damage control.
Yeah. We're going to put you on the Ron Jeremy tour.
Yep.
Because he does comedy now, too.
Yes, he does.
Does he?
He does, I swear to God.
Well, he was doing comedy many, 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 many moons ago before he
turned
into...
That's what you call comedy.
We're going to get you on the church basement tour.
Hey, come on. That's my tour.
Ron Jeremy's on the church basement tour. That's how far the wheel's gone.
Oh, wow.
In any event, Pat, he was a comedian in the 70s. He started his career as a comedian.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You know? That's where he got all those great one-liners. Oh!
Yeah.
Anyway.
I can't. I can't, man, because this is AM radio. There's so many things I want to say right now, and I just can't.
Compose yourselves.
Yeah.
And plus, I want people to come to the show tomorrow night. I'll save the good stuff for tomorrow, guys.
Saving the dirty
talk.
All
you listeners, go to the Improv tomorrow at 7.
There you go.
And if you mention the show, it's still just $12.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know how the heck we got on that darn Ron Jeremy again.
I threw it in there just to kind of make it weird.
Just to jazz things up a little.
Now he's stuck on my head. I can't get him. I want to kick him off my brain.
That's your problem,
not ours.
You
want me to get him out of your head?
Kick him off my brain.
Papa.
Yes, Papa.
How do I release myself from Ron Jeremy thoughts? I sing a little John Tesh.
Hey, I think it might be time for a commercial break.
All right, we'll do one final commercial break. We'll be back after these messages with Pat Chase.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's in law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Jury's $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who will be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story. Have you been worrying about your mom and dad as they get older? Wish they could sell the house and move where life's a whole lot easier? Smith Village, located in the Beverly neighborhood, is a life plan community that's backed by the strength and experience of Smith Senior Living. Smith Village offers a full continuum of care. Your folks are entering a unique and special phase of life, shifting from worrying about their to-do list to exploring all the things on their love-to-do list. They're expanding their interests, learning new ways to relax, and making new discoveries. And while they're exploring their passions, Mom and Dad will appreciate the convenience of having dining, housekeeping, utilities, maintenance, social events, fitness classes, and wellness programming all covered by one monthly charge. For a limited time, take advantage of our three-month trial stay program to experience life at Smith Village without the risk of an entrance fee. Ask about our new trial stay program by calling 773-614-6836. 773-614-6836 or visit the website at smithvillage.org.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they are service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Marv Albert!
Welcome back! It's the Utah Jazz versus the Chicago Bulls. Yeah.
Right. Ah, those were the days, man.
Welcome to Friendsgiving!
That's my Marv Albert.
It's Friendsgiving.
Michael! Scotty!
You know?
See, Marv Albert is the reason why I think Louis C.K.'s career will bounce back.
Yeah, he was doing some weird stuff.
He was like biting chicks and...
Marv Albert, he bounced back.
Yeah.
Became twice as powerful.
That's
Paul Rubens came
back.
So
we just found...
Yeah. Bounced back, became twice as powerful.
Okay, bounced back, twice as powerful. So maybe Louis C.K.'s next special, that this is the music he walks out to John Tesh's NBA music. He goes, hey, I figured if Marv Albert could come back, so
hey,
can
you
I.
Know what? That would get a huge laugh.
And everybody would go, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then he would start off with a self-pleasure joke.
But you'd also start off with implanting that song into everyone's head, and they wouldn't know what he says for the next 2 hours.
Yeah, anytime a joke's going bad, he just goes,
yeah, Tesh, get out of here.
They wheel Tesh out into the piano. He's doing a white tux.
Well, that joke didn't go over.
John!
John!
Yeah. John, come over here. I'm bombing on stage. I need you.
Ah, poor Louie. You went from hero to zero overnight.
Right, like Ronald Miller in Can't
Literally
Buy Me Love.
Literally overnight. He had a movie premiere and everything.
Yeah, everything canceled. Show. Your life is canceled.
You went from totally geek to totally chic.
Same
to
with
totally
Spacey. Geek. Overnight, your life is canceled.
I know.
Boom. Right. You can't even go to get
a
cup of
coffee now. Oh, I forgot about
now.
Spacey. Yeah, that's...
Don't forget about K-Pax.
Didn't know. Like, and now he's gay, too?
Sure. You can't go anywhere.
Yeah, but he's like, I don't like the way he did that.
I know. It was like, hey, you can't mess with me. I'm gay now.
Yeah. It's like you're still a freaking
but all these
creep.
All these people they
that
can't
has nothing
even,
to do with it.
They can't even go to the gas station without everyone being like, you know, like people snickering and like making little comments.
No, there's plenty of guys. Listen, if Spacey, like, there's people who haven't heard about this yet. You know, I mean,
What?
Well, Kevin Spacey could just move to like rural Tennessee and people be like, that's that Kevin Spacey. Yeah.
Yeah,
he's
true.
A movie star.
What's he doing with that backhoe?
A backhoe?
Yeah, you know what a backhoe is?
No.
It's like a bulldozer.
Oh.
Yeah.
That, you got me nervous there. I thought it
did. Come on.
What's he doing with that backhoe?
Do a little manual labor in your life. You'll know what a backhoe is.
That's what Spacey says to everybody before.
Yeah, he's smoking a Virginia Slim.
Yeah, and drinking a whiskey. Talking to.
Do a little manual labor in your life. You'll know what a backhoe is.
Adolescent male actors. Do a little labor in your life. You might know. What is it?
Oh,
what's
no.
it called?
Do a little manual labor in your life. You'll know what a backhoe is.
You'll know what a backhoe is.
And like that. He's gone.
Yeah, and like that, I'm gone. Oh, that's our Spacey moment for the night.
Yeah, the Tesh music.
All these people have serious problems.
Pat Chase is a comedian. He's been on the show all night. He's been on the show 3 times now. Pat, thanks for coming by tonight.
I was the first one here tonight.
I think this is the fourth time Pat's been on the show.
I believe I've been on your dad's show, too, a couple times.
Oh! No, because we had him on Fitzgerald's. And then I thought we had him on one time before
Fitzgerald's
that.
Was the weird one where you guys made me do a set to
yeah.
like the four people that showed
up. Get
up
there and be funny.
Right.
Yeah, I had to do a set
we tried
to four
a different,
people.
We tried a different format for the show then. We were thinking more late night.
And I'm usually the guinea pig for new formats of shows. So anytime you want to do something weird, just hit me up and we'll try it out.
Yeah, we were. But I thought we had.
Aaron, I'll sell you a college degree while you're at it.
Hey.
That was Harvey Weinstein's line, I think. Anytime you want to do something weird, hit me up and we'll try it out.
Sure.
You know what?
Yeah,
that should be your new thing now, though. Whenever anybody agrees to get, like, you know, sign up with you, you go, hey, I got something for you. And you just play the NBA theme on the phone to them and be like, that's you.
You Watch, have been yeah, accepted.
You are going to get sued by John Tesh.
And then take off your jacket and have a full NBA uniform on.
And then the breakaway pants, right?
Yep.
Just rip them off, and then I got a Speedo.
Like an old, like, Elijah Wan uniform.
Elijah Wan.
Houston.
Like an old Elijah one.
Yeah, you said that like a total weirdo.
Cletus, calm down again.
Elijah one.
This fits just like an old Elijah one.
I don't know
uniform.
Why them actors just didn't move down to the valley or start wearing Hakeem Olajuwon uniform.
Man, my boots smell worse than an old Hakeem Olajuwon jersey.
Get the backhoe.
Somebody.
Put these guys to work.
Now, Spacey, bring the backhoe around.
Oh, no.
Spacey, bring the backhoe around. Pat Chase is going to be at the Improv Sunday night at 7 p.m.
Tomorrow night for your listeners. Please come to the show. It's going to be fun.
Out
I
there
promise
in
you.
Schamburg.
That's right. Pat.
I got a hot 30-minute set that I'm going to deliver with authority and passion
I like
because,
that.
Honestly.
That's what you're all about.
It's been a minute since I've done like a full set like that, and I got it in me. I got to get it out. All right?
Do it.
Oh, the
it's going to be good. It's going to be great. You can see Pat Chase at 7 p.m. at the Improv in Schamburg on Sunday. If you've enjoyed the past hour of this show, you can find archived episodes of the Hoolies Hoolie at freecrack.com. That's C-R-A-I-C, free, C-R-A-I-C.com.
Yeah.
Or you can find us underneath Free Crack if you search Free Crack on iTunes. Familiar with the iTunes platform?
Yes, I am.
Oh, it's very nice.
Search there and you can download all the archived episodes.
Yeah.
This show is sponsored by Hibernian Transmedia. Stick around for the program that follows this one. That's The Crack. With Gino Cooney and Mike Houlihan.
Yeah.
There's that crack word again.
For sure.
Yep.
They taped that show live at the Irish American Heritage Center every Thursday night. And then stick around for the traditional Irish music sessions that follow. Show starts at 6 p.m.
That's correct.
Pat Chase, I thank you for being on the show.
Guys, as always, I appreciate it. I always have fun on this show. You guys are great. And keep it up. And I'd love to be on it again.
Absolutely.
We are great.
We'd love to have you. We'll I'd love to have another week of talking about absolute absurd nothing.
Nonsense.
Bill, enjoy your time at the George Michael concert.
I will. Maybe I'll see you at Friendsgiving. Clay, have a nice dinner with some of your old comrades.
With my people, yes, thank you.
We're not gonna. The audience isn't gonna hear us until after Thanksgiving, so we might as well wish everyone out there a happy and safe Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Why would the audience not hear
because,
us until after Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving next Saturday will be over.
Yeah, but this show.
It's this Saturday.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but
next
they
week.
Won't. We're wishing them a Thanksgiving now because
Thanksgiving.
You're
doing
you see what I'm saying? Happy and have a happy and safe Thanksgiving, everyone. Thank you.
Right, because I get it. I'm so confused. Yeah, it's
I'm
weird.
Trying to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving, and you're getting in the logistics and way of it.
When is
Where's
your
the
friends?
NBA music?
When is your Friendsgiving?
That's Friday.
Can
That's,
I go?
Sure, why not? Yeah.
Finally, I get invited to one.
Sure,
after I invite
why
myself.
Not?
Thanks for the...
Oh, there we go.
There yeah. It's going to be in my head all week now.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
See, Clay, this is bizarre. Your kid is watching the No Papa video.
Yep.
And then he just looks over his shoulder, and there's Dad watching NBA Tesh music on his YouTube.
He's rocking you know? Out.
Right. Oh, it's not that weird.
This is the best part. This is the best part.
Dun, 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 dun. All right, until next week. Pat Chase, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you guys so much. Happy Thanksgiving.